Turning to the broader investment landscape, we examine elite portfolio strategies and the lessons we can learn from master stock pickers. Joseph Carlson breaks down the latest 13F filings, highlighting ValueForge Capital, led by strict compounding discipline investor Dev Kantasaria. Known for holding a highly concentrated portfolio of incredibly high-quality, efficient businesses like FICO, MasterCard, Visa, and S&P Global, ValueForge has recently experienced its longest streak of underperformance in the fund's history. Analyzing their recent trades reveals that all recent moves were reductions, driven primarily by client redemptions during this challenging period of underperformance rather than a fundamental thesis change. Kantasaria trimmed major holdings including FICO, S&P Global, Moody's, and significantly cut stakes in MasterCard and Visa by 28 and 22% respectively, right before those equities rallied. However, he steadfastly maintained his position in ASML, which he initiated in the first quarter and added to in the second, boasting a stellar year-to-date gain of approximately 62%. In other conglomerate news, Berkshire Hathaway under Greg Abel has made a notable return to share buybacks. Sven Carlin points out that after refraining from buybacks throughout 23 and 24 when stock valuations were much lower, Berkshire's cash pile peaked in March at $397 billion before receding to $365 billion. Abel has deployed capital aggressively into acquisitions and equities like Google, signaling that while the legendary Warren Buffett legacy continues, a new quantitative relative value mindset may be guiding capital allocation at the megacap titan. Shifting to macroeconomic data and consumer realities, Clear Value Tax dissects the latest Consumer Price Index inflation report, which pegged annual inflation at 3.4% for July, down from 3.5% in June. However, critics argue that official government figures mask true economic pressures, noting that wage growth is tracking at just 3.2%, meaning the average American is experiencing a real terms pay cut and declining purchasing power. Furthermore, while headline CPI is reported at 3.4%, the M2 money supply expansion sits at an annualized 7.2%, pointing toward a wider disparity between official statistics and kitchen table inflation. This dynamic directly impacts the upcoming Social Security cost of living adjustments for 75 million Americans, as calculations based solely on third quarter data are projected to yield around a 3% adjustment, leaving recipients vulnerable to much higher everyday costs while national debt scales toward $39.9 trillion. On monetary policy, cooling headline numbers and soft labor market reports have shifted market probabilities for a September Federal Reserve rate hike down from 69% to just 40.1%, providing breathing room for equities as political pressures mount ahead of midterm elections. That concludes your stock news briefing for today. Thank you for listening, and happy trading!